Good morning, everyone. Welcome to worship here at Glenshaw Valley on this surprisingly sunny morning in February. I have a few announcements to share with you this morning. The first is to remind session that we have our monthly session meeting this coming Wednesday at 7 o'clock. It will be via Zoom, which I think is good because I think it's supposed to snow every day this week. So I'm excited about that. Today is Scout Sunday, so after we sing our first hymn, the Scouts are going to come forward, present the flags, lead us in the Scout Oath and the Pledge of Allegiance, and then we're going to hear some updates on what the Scouts have been up to this year. Later in the service, we are going to serve communion, very similarly to how we've been doing it the past couple months. Kristen and I will lead you in prayer and bless the elements, and then Clara and Arlie will serve you in your seats, and then we will commune of the elements together. Next Sunday, February 14th, is Valentine's Day, so we encourage you. I see some of you have Valentine's Day-y apparel on today, but we encourage you to wear more Valentine's Day-y apparel next week. I have a Valentine's Day sweater that I'm very excited to show off. So just as a way that we can kind of get in the spirit of the holiday together. I believe those are all of the announcements I have. Does anyone else have any announcements to share? BJ.
The Women's Association will meet next Sunday in the library at 10 o'clock.
At 9 o'clock?
10 o'clock.
The Women's Association is going to meet next Sunday, February 14th, at 10 o'clock in the library. And I believe all women in the church are invited to attend if you would like. All right, friends, let us turn our attention to God with our call to worship. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limits. At this time, I invite you to rise for our opening hymn, Let Us Build a House.
Oh,
Please be seated. At this time, I invite our scouts to come forward.
Color Guard present the colors. Post the colors. Scout attention. All rise, please. We will now say the Pledge of Allegiance. If you are in uniform, scout salute. If you are in clothes, a hand over your heart, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Two. Scout walk.
A scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent.
The Scout Oath.
On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, to obey the Scout Law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally sure.
All right, just to give you a brief, if anybody can see me. So to let you know, the troop that is here at the church is 622. Ian is here. Our scoutmaster is not here. He wasn't feeling well, so he is distancing himself this morning. Currently, the young men are working on a photography merit badge, in addition to some of their other badges that are required through the year. And as long as the church has been open, they have been very thankful that they've continued to meet, keep physically distance, have their masks on. During the summer, they met outside because it was so nice, and just are very thankful for having this church home as their meeting place and that they're able to continue on with scouting. And if you can tell, there's a whole bunch of different numbers. There's 622 represented here, 9945, 3945. Also, I'm in connection with 162. And then both Frank and I are on district level for the Japichin for Laurel Highlands Council. And we just can't say thank you enough for the support of scouts to let these kids be kids and just be a scout with all that's going on in the world. And they're learning all their survival skills. So, scouts, do you have anything else to add?
No.
No?
That's pretty good.
That was okay. All right. Okay. All right. Should they retire? No. Scouts dismissed. Thank you to our scouts for coming out today and giving us that update. We'll be hearing a little bit more from our scouts later in the service because some of them will be participating in worship. Friends, at this time, I invite you to join with me in our prayer of confession. Eternal God, in whom we live and move and have our being, whose face is hidden from us by our sins, and whose mercy we forget in the blindness of our hearts, cleanse us from all our offenses and deliver us from proud thoughts and vain desires, that with reverent and humble hearts we may draw near to you, confessing our faults, confiding in your grace, and finding in you our refuge and strength, through Jesus Christ, your Son. Friends, in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that you are forgiven. Amen. Profess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Friends, let's wave to one another in greeting this morning. Good morning.
Some prayer and praise requests both this morning. First of all, let me start to echo Rebecca's words. Let's give praise for the sunshine. And I don't like being up here every week. I really don't. But I have to tell you, This is the best view in the place, and so I do give praise for that view. Turn around and see what you're missing. Prayer requests this morning. Roy Weckerly is asking for prayers for Emily Huey. Emily and Mark are cousins, are daughter-in-law of Roy, and Emily's mother passed away this week. So prayers for them as they mourn her loss. And prayers from Janet Weckerly for the Bain family. They are cousins. And their Billy, Bobby, and Johnny are cousins of Janet, and their mother Donna passed away this week as well. So prayers for them. Clara is asking for prayers for her sister Kathy Henrietto. Kathy will be having surgery tomorrow at 2:30 for her elbow. It's broken in several different places based on, as a result from a fall on the ice. So prayers for Kathy for physical healing, but I think for some emotional healing right now as well. She may not want to talk, but I'm sure some cards and well wishes would really help boost her spirits. It's bad enough to be stuck inside in the cold, but to be stuck inside in the cold when you're hurt is really not a good thing. So keep her in your prayers. And thank you for this update. Praise request from Jenny. She asked for prayers a few weeks ago for her granddaughter, Heather, who was having a baby and had had a difficult pregnancy. The baby Dominic, was delivered without incident. Praise God, and many thanks for all the prayers. And Ginny says, pictures are available.
Let them know that I passed
away. Oh, yes. Don't you want to say that yourself?
No.
And praise because Kristen passed her Bible content exam.
I appreciate all of those prayers. They really helped out. Please let us pray. God of the universe, you sit above the circle of the earth, and so we pray for the oceans and mountains, inland water, and the air we breathe. Save and protect them, we pray. Since the beginning of our faith, we have looked to you to gather the outcasts, heal the brokenhearted, and bind up their wounds. So we pray for the poor of the world, the sick, and the troubled, especially Emily, following the passing of her mother, and the Bang family, after that matriarch's passing. We also pray for Kathy Henrietto, for her upcoming elbow surgery and healing. God, you build up Jerusalem, and so we pray for our country and all the countries of the world and for all of our leaders, past, present, and future. May we all come to see that your delight is in those who hope in your steadfast love. We thank you for all of our answered prayers and the joys you have brought to us. We especially praise you for the sunshine, for passing exams, for the presence of the scouts and all of the work that they do in our community. We praise you for a new COVID vaccine, and we welcome into your world baby Dominic. How good it is to sing praises to you, O God. We pray for your church here and around the world. Empower us to go from the town to town proclaiming the message of Christ. Everlasting God, creator of the ends of the earth, we bless you, for you are gracious through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit. We pray the words your Son, Jesus Christ, taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Let us quiet our hearts and our minds for our offering.
passion, a love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. So take me as you find me, all my fears and failures, and fill my life again. I give my life to follow all that I believe in. Now I surrender. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see, singing for the glory of a risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see, singing for the glory of a risen King. Jesus, Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you continue to bless us abundantly. We pray that we would use these gifts for the glory of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I would like to invite Sean to come forward to do our scripture reading.
As soon as they left the sanctuary, they went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they immediately told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. That evening, after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons, but he would not let the demons speak because they knew who he was. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby village, so I can preach there also. That is why I have come." So he traveled throughout Galilee, preached in their sanctuaries, and driving out demons.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. A couple of years ago, I was asked to lead a women's retreat at Camp Crestfield for the ladies of Highland Presbyterian Church. Highland was currently in between ministers, and they needed someone to lead their annual women's retreat. While I was leading the retreat, I learned that the ladies of Highland had been gathering at Camp Crestfield in January for the last 35 years. This women's retreat was actually the first women's retreat I ever attended, let alone led. Unlike the retreats of my youth and my college years, I learned that women's retreats have this thing called downtime, which is basically unscheduled time where you can do whatever you want. Having never really experienced downtime on a retreat before, I looked to some of the other women to see what I was supposed to do with this, like, 3-hour chunk of time. One of the women, Linda, invited me to grab a seat next to her on the sofa. Linda is a retired gym teacher. She's got a bad hip, and she told me that she was scheduled to have her 5th elbow surgery later that month. So Linda is not going to be taking a walk in the woods surrounding Camp Crestfield during her downtime. Linda told me that she serves as a deacon at Highland, and the deacons, every year, are responsible for providing a service project for the retreat. And that year, they decided to make Linus blankets. As we were talking, I noticed that nestled in between us on the couch was stacks of what looked like unfinished children's blankets. These blankets came in various sizes. Some were covered with butterfly patterns. Some had kittens and flowers. A few even had the Steelers logo printed on them. "I'm going to teach you to make a Linus blanket," Linda told me. "It's very simple. All you have to do is poke the fabric and pull the strips of fabric through the hole." So as I settled in to work on my first blanket, Linda told me all about Project Linus. Project Linus's mission is to provide blankets for children who are either experiencing sickness or trauma. The Linus blankets are named after the Peanuts character, Linus Van Pelt. In the comic strip, Linus is this smart, shy, serious little boy who's never without his blanket. It's a source of comfort to him when his older sister Lucy teases him. Project Linus creates and collects Linus blankets to be distributed to sick kiddos in local hospitals. I was reminded of Linda and her Linus blankets when I read our scripture passage for today. In Mark's gospel, Jesus' healing ministry begins with Simon's mother-in-law. You'll recall from a couple weeks ago that Simon is one of Jesus' disciples. His mother-in-law is one of the first deacons we encounter in the New Testament. The word deacons comes from the Greek word deaconos, meaning servant, or messenger, or man in waiting. Mark tells us that Jesus cured her of her fever. The fever left her, and she begins to wait on the men gathered in her home. Now, you may be wondering why Simon didn't tell his mother-in-law to take a seat and relax. He can fix the sandwiches and maybe make the coffee for his friends. His mother-in-law just had a demon in her. To be fair, the demon was probably just a fever. But in the ancient Near East, a fever was often attributed to a demonic force. Irregardless, it wouldn't have been unreasonable for her to need some rest before she starts waiting on Simon and his friends. What's really interesting, though, is when you look at the text, neither Jesus nor Simon commands her to serve them. She assumes the initiative, and she also assumes the consequences of working on the Sabbath. The other interesting thing is that it is her diaconal work that provides us with some of the earliest proclamation of the gospel. By that I mean that her service shows us what discipleship can look like. If we want to follow Jesus, then we strive to emulate his behavior. And scripture tells us that Jesus traveled throughout Galilee, he preached in the synagogues, and he drove out demons. This passage encourages us to imagine how we might live out our discipleship in service to others. It also encourages us to imagine what that service might look like as Christians living in 2021. I think a helpful place to start is by looking at Jesus' life and ministry. Like Jesus, service for us should include some type of traveling, preaching, and driving out of demons. Let me give you some examples of what that might look like. So first, traveling. You'll notice that Jesus doesn't expect the crowds to come to him. He goes to where the crowds are. So for us, traveling is going to mean going out into our communities and discerning how we might meet their needs. Now, I know it's 2021, so traveling is going to look a little different for us than it did in the ancient Near East. A lot of what I say is traveling is going to happen virtually or maybe socially distanced. But I do think a good place to start is by thinking about the people that you've lost touch with over this last year and think about how you might reconnect with them. So next, preaching. Preaching isn't always or usually what I'm doing right now. For Jesus, preaching meant sharing words of hope with desperate people. I don't want to give too much of the story away, but Jesus actually preaches more words of hope and encouragement and love than he does words of judgment. I think in a pandemic, good preaching points to the hope we have in Jesus, that even in the face of tremendous suffering and loss, we have hope in a God who is actively conquering the forces of sin and evil. that eventually this pandemic will end, and we are learning to be grateful for the hard lessons we've learned along the way. Finally, driving out demons. I'm really not talking about exorcisms here. Please do not go home and tell your parents that the pastor said that doing an exorcism will make you a better disciple. What I mean by driving out demons is providing comfort and healing to people who are discouraged and wounded by life. Driving out deacons is the work of diaconal ministry. Sometimes that work is as simple as sending a blanket to a sick kiddo in the hospital. Maybe this week it's sending Kathy and Rieto a card as she goes and has her surgery. I want to wrap up by saying that I think all disciples are called to service, because I think service is the most effective, the most visible way that we can share the love of Jesus with others. I think a lot of us think that we can't serve because we don't have enough time or energy or skills. To that I say, you don't have to start with something big. I promise you that no one is going to ask you to coordinate the Boy Scout spaghetti dinner the first year you are volunteering with the Scouts. Start with something simple. Offer to carry an elderly neighbor's groceries in for them. Make a blanket. Make one that doesn't involve using a sewing machine if you don't know how to do that. Once you master the small stuff, then is the time to do something that scares you. Maybe visit with that elderly neighbor after you've unloaded her groceries. Maybe volunteer to distribute the blankets at a local hospital. Before you know it, what started as doing something nice for someone else becomes an important part of how you share the story of Jesus with others. The key here is to remember that we serve because Jesus first served us. We don't serve because we have to, because it's expected of us, because we want people to speak highly of us. We do it because it's the best way we know to point others to Jesus. It is a small way that, like Simon's mother-in-law, we show gratitude to God for what God has done for us. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen. I invite you to remain seated as we sing together our communion hymn. friends, at this time we are going to begin our celebration of communion. I invite you to find a communion liturgy that should be in your pew to follow along with us. Friends, this is the joyful feast of the people of God. They will come from east and west and north and south and sit at table in the kingdom of God. According to Luke, when our risen Lord was at table with his disciples, he took the bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him. This is the Lord's table. Our Savior invites those who trust him to share the feast which he has prepared.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks and praise to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise, O Lord our God, creator and ruler of the universe. In your wisdom, you made all things and sustained them by your power. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with the prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all the faithful of every time and place, who forever say to the glory of your name,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Remembering your gracious acts in Jesus Christ, we take from your creation this bread and this wine and joyfully celebrate his dying and rising as we await the day of his coming. With thanksgiving, we offer our very selves to you to be a living and holy sacrifice dedicated to your service. Great is the mystery of faith.
Christ has died.
Christ is risen.
Christ will come again.
Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts of bread and wine, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, that we may be one with all who share this feast, united in ministry in every place. As this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be the body of Christ in the world.
The Lord Jesus, on the night of his arrest, took bread, and after giving thanks to God, he broke it, saying, Take, eat. This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the sign of the new covenant, shed for you in my blood, that whenever you drink it, do this in remembrance of me. Every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the saving death of our risen Lord until he comes. The gifts of God for the people of God.
Loving God, we thank you that you have fed us in this sacrament, united us with Christ, and given us a foretaste of the heavenly banquet in your eternal kingdom. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory, for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Please join with me in our closing hymn, You Are Healing. These days, I'm going to take my mask off without ripping out a hearing aid, and that's going to be really great. Friends, let me offer a word of blessing as we go from this place. Remember, you go nowhere by accident. Wherever you go, God is sending you. Wherever you are, God has a plan and God has a purpose to you being there. Christ, who dwells in you, has something he wants to do through you, wherever you are. Believe this and go in his grace and love and power. Amen.